Okay, so we're quickly going to do a apologize that this Chazar Chavruah was not posted earlier. We're going to quickly go through questions 7 through 13 right now. So question, pick up right now with question number 7. The question is, in the case of Harzegidich, the guy's Harzegidich, Amar Shechel Beisavich Lo'ola means a Krisus, and the question is, why is it not Krisus? If the father dies, he's able to, seemingly, it would sound, it's no longer Beisavich, he's allowed to enter the house. So Tosos over there, Tosos on the Daf over there says that the answer is that when the father dies, still the base Chalotah of Shalaviv are still around, and still the Chalotah of the father is still there, and they're still called Beisaviah, therefore it's still Tanai Olam, and it's not in Zakoris, therefore it's going to be, therefore it will not be a good get, because the Tanai is still in effect. Tosfot Shimon Irvin gives a little bit of a different answer. He says that we don't know if the father will die first. Maybe the girl's going to die first, and therefore it there's a potential to be a Tanai Olam, so we view it as being a Tanai Olam. The Rashba getting a different answer. She can't go to the house Olam. Doesn't matter who owns it. The Hefta, when the father made the Tanai, he establishes the Hefta is also, no matter who owns it, even if the Metzias changes, it's not going to bother us, according to the Rashba, and she'll still not be allowed to go there. The Ramam, the fourth answer, he says that she's Nesar Olam, the Losh of the Tanai is Nesar her Lola, no matter, so again, similar by the Rashba, no matter what change, no matter what Metzias is going to change, she's still going to be usher to go there, even if the father dies. So he's on Afkamina between the Rambam and Tosos could be a case of Amana, right? Harzegidich Amana shel Techli Basar Zeh. If Chotochli Basar Zeh, if this is your get, Amana, so you don't eat this piece of meat ever. So according to the Rambam, who says the Lashon of Netzar is Asar her forever, doesn't matter if the Metzias changes, even if the object's no longer around, it's still going to be Asar, and it still won't be a good get, because even though Basar is not going to last forever, it'll go away. The Lashon of the Tanai is Asar her forever. As opposed to Tosos, he says that since there's potential for the meat, there's potential for this not to be a Tanai Olam, meat's not going to last forever, therefore the guest's going to be good. And it's really what Tosos, that's what Tosos should do, is that as long as there's potential for it not to be a Tanai Olam, it will not be a Tanai Olam. That's why he had to give a different answer in Tosos how to get out of the problem of why it will be a Tanai Olam. Why? Because the base chalotzer are still around, they're still called base avia, as opposed to those Rishonim who held that as long as it could be a Tanai Olam, it will be a Tanai Olam. It's question number 7. Question number 8. We said, why, if he says, Harzegidich, Amar shel Techli Beisavich Lo'olam, ein Zekrisus, but the father's able to sell it, so why, the father's able to sell it to someone else, so why are we not concerned about that issue? So Tosos, there the Marsha, said the father could just buy another house, so it'll still be Tanai Olam. That house will be his base avi. So just go from one base avi to another base avi. The Tanai is still there. That's the difference. Is that when we look at the kavana of the father, in this case, it was that he shouldn't go to any bais in mishpacha. So even if we sell this house, the underpinnings of the Tanai are still going to exist. She can't go to any house, any bais in mishpacha, and therefore she's still going to be connected, and it's in zekoris. And it won't be a good get. So based on this idea of Asmiyosi, that we look at the underpinnings of the intentions of the father and made the Tanai, we can perhaps explain a different issue. We said the Chacham Shlomo asked, why does Tosos say Umachro? Tosos brought up Umachro and Mace, right? What if he dies or he sells it? But he only answered from one of them. He only gave an answer of Chalotzav are still called Beis Avi. So according to Chacham Shlomo, says really it's a big issue in Tosos. We don't have that girsa. We don't have that girsa of Machro in Tosos. Tosos wasn't asking about what if the father sells. He was only concerned about what if the father dies. But according to Tosos, if you could say that even if we are go race Machro in Tosos, the answer of Tosos still makes sense because we look at the intent of the husband in making the Tanai, so that can answer both Misa and Mecher, right? He said, I don't want you to go to any Bais Mishpacha, so if he dies, it still doesn't make a difference. And if he sells, it still doesn't make a difference, because she still is also going to any Bais in Mishpacha. So again, based off that answer, that's the idea that feels, we can perhaps answer this question of the Chacham Shlomo and Tosos in our subject. Question number 9. What is the Gemara says, Kesef Nami Bal Korcho Bami Yivir, we have, we the important your teen to have mina, there is kesef al korcha by an amal yuria. So Rashi explains kesef al korcha by an amal yuria, the father can sell his daughter to shiflos even val korcha. Tells us a little different. He says the adam kimi yayid na amal yuria, even val korcha, the father against the will of the father. The pnei yeshuas is the giron kesef of the girl could be done against the will, could be done val korcha of the adam. Why? Because that's similar to we have val korcha by yitzi b'shar, right? It's similar to bal korcha of a similar yitziah by shtar by gerush and also with the shtar. So the yitziah here would also be bal korcha as well. So Tosfos asks Tam Rashi, but Tosfos says, I don't understand. If Rashi is really going to hold kesef is bal korcha is by kesef by amo yivriya, how can it be the Rufuna the Gemara is going to say bal korcha kesef ishus mielo ashkechan, that clear that there's no kesef by ishus, we don't find kesef Balkorcha by Ishus, but here we clearly have a case of Kesef Ishus. The father is able to make Kaddish his daughter Balkorcha. So how could Rashi say that we don't find that? How could Rashi say that the father is able to sell his daughter Shivas Balkorcha if the Gemara says Kesef Ishus Mielo Ashkan? So Tosfos answers. Tosfos answers the Yishmi Ashvin. It brings the Yishmi Ashvin. Who says that there's really a difference between Bakorch by Shifas, Bakorch by Ishus. Bakorch by Ishus, had the girl been a Bas Das, she would not want to be sold to Shifas. It's a Chovzer, therefore she really doesn't want it. So therefore, that's not going to work. But by Ishus, it will work because had she been a Bas Das, she would want it. She would want to get married because we have the concept of Taz Mesav Tam, Dutam Mil Mesav Armalu. Women want to be married, therefore it's not a Chov, she wants it. And therefore, even Bakorch marrying her off is going to be okay. Rashi, we see from Rashi himself, he's Goreis, Rashi and Daphane with Bays. He says that we have the case of. He says there's no case of balkorcha by kesef ba'alma, lo ashkan balkorcha ba'alma. In general, kesef won't work balkorcha by ishus, and there'd be no case of balkorcha by kesef that's similar to shtar and bia. That could possibly be an answer for Rashi how he can get out of the question of Tosfos. Finally, he said, why does Rashi not want to explain like Tosfos? Because Tosfos' whole answer was that balkorcha he was referring to the adam being miyayid her balkorcha. So Rashi could hold it. Balkorcha, you can't do yid. Yid doesn't work balkorcha. It has to be midas of the girl. If you're brothel with the girl. And we said Tosfos, the Gemara later on says that yid has to be midaita. So Tosfos, how is Tosfos going to get out of that if he says you really don't balkorcha? He says no. It just means you have to tell the girl. You're being miyayid her, even if she, as long as she's aware, even if it's going to be balkorcha without her consent. That's all that means over there. Question number 10, we said, why is an arusa achilas betruma? So the Gemara talked about mido raisa. She's allowed to eat truma if she marries a coin, and arusa can eat truma because the pasuk parshas Amor says coin keep the nefesh kinyan and kaspo. However, under a bottom we're afraid chema yimazgula kos. While she's an arusa, in her own bias, we're afraid she's going to feed it to her siblings who are not allowed to eat truma. Therefore, where goes under a bottom, she's not allowed to. The question is, why do we need the pasuk of from the Sifri called Torah Veischa Yochal so that seemingly also talking about truma that would be a reason why she's allowed to eat truma? So why do we need both pasukim? Tosfos in Yevamo says Kol Torah Veischa Yochal so just in the smachta. It's not the actual source. Really, the actual source is Uvakon Kikin and Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. The Kilos Yaakov is a different answer. The Kinyan Kaspo is referring to two different things. Kinyan Kaspo is referring to Truma, whereas Kol Torah Veischa Yochal so is referring to Chasen Shok, the parts of the Korban Shom, the coins allowed to eat, and it's referring to Bikurim. So they're referring to two different things, allowing Arusa to eat, to partake of the two different areas of things when she's in Arusa Lakoin. Shmuel Zofsky gives a third answer. He says Kol Torah Veischa teaches me that once she is Beveis HaKohen, she is a Din Kohenes, and therefore you can be Yotzi the mitzvah of Truma by giving it to the Isha herself, to the former Yisraelis herself. Now that she's Beveis HaKohen, possibly a raya from this. The Rosh in Mishnayos and Truma says that Mishnayos over there talking about if one eats truma when they're not supposed to, the compensation they have to give back. So the Rosh says that had a girl eaten truma when she was a zara, and then she marries a kohen, she could really pay the money back to herself because now she has a din kohen. That seems to fit very well with this idea of Shmuel Rozovsky. Question number 11. We said according to Rav Huna that Yochel Lekadosh Lechupa, we said it's an issue that if she does chuppah l'shem kedushin, so how can you do nisuin also? Because my only had chuppah, my had chuppah, similar to what we said, my only had kaspa, my had kaspa, over there in Tosfos. So the Marsha gives an answer. He says, if one is really holding that chuppah, Nisuin and Kiddushin, it happens with Vasachas. Midin, one fell swoop, that everything's happening together, therefore there's... Therefore, we're not saying one chuppah is stronger than another chuppah. We're just saying that it all happens together, and therefore it's one big thing happening over there. He brings a raya from Rashi. Rashi says that chuppah is gomer through Yorsha and Hafar Sadarim, but yiknanami kan below Erisin. It could be kona completely for Nisuin and Erisin. For Nisuin and Erisin, why? Because it can be kona. It's kona with everything together in one package deal. It gets rid of it. It accomplishes both kedushin and Nisuin, and it gets out of this question, my only high chuppah, my chuppah, how we do one chuppah stronger than the other? No, it's just really one chuppah that's all making it happen. It's really making it all happen. Tosri Azakin argues on this answer to the Marsha. He says, a chuppah only works me towards Kedushin, and doesn't create a chalos Nisuin. So, my only high chuppah, my chuppah. Alright, so what's he gonna say on this? So perhaps we have two answers. Number one could be that really, that Rav Huna is just going to have a different understanding of what chuppah. I'm sorry. The two possible answers could be: we brought one for the Tosfos Rosh that chuppah only does kedushin. The bia afterwards is going to accomplish nisuin. Tosfos Toch says no. The chuppah is a kira yisera. So ma'ase ishus it makes the vase abal. So maybe when there's a second chuppah, since it's extra, it's not just the same exact thing. No, it's different. It's a kira. It brings the vase abal. It creates a higher level of attachment, of closeness between husband and wife, and so there it really is stronger. My only hachopah, my hachopah, yeah, because kiri yisera, that's what makes it stronger, that's what allows it to work. Question number 12, so the Rambam understands chuppah to be yichud or lebiyah, and asks the Marit, but how could Rav Huna say that chuppah can work for kedushin, merely in arusa is asur labaila, she's not allowed to have tashmish with her husband, so how could it be, it can't be roi lebiyah, yichud can't be roi lebiyah, according to the Rambam, by chuppah. So one answer could be that Rav Huna is clearly understanding, having a different understanding of chuppah. We said one answer we gave is the Rambam says roi labia is only by a chuppah nisuin, but chuppah la kedushin that just havala took place, just bring into your house, but there's no yichud roi labia, therefore it doesn't have to be roi labia over there by chuppah, and therefore it's really not going to be an issue. You can, even the Rambam would say that there is a potential for chuppah by kedushin. Second answer could be that the Rav Huna is going like the Peshat of the Marsha, that Kedushin and Nisuin are accomplished all in one fell swoop, Bavas Achas, and therefore there's no space in between Eretz and Nisuin. There's no space, there's no period of time where she's going to be Asula Baila, because once Kedushin happens, Nisuin's also there, and therefore it really is going to be Roy Labia. And we have finally the idea of the Granat. He says that you can accomplish, his idea is that you can accomplish different things, that the first chuppah still accomplishes something. Still allows the husband to be kohen in regards to Yerusha, to Tuf, for Tumah, and for Metziah. Whereas the second chuppah later on, that's Dvarim Shebeinu Levinu. When being Roi Labia is kohen for the shibud of Tashmish from man to woman, woman to man, that they're each obligated to give to the other. And that's what that chuppah is going to cover. But both chuppahs are accomplishing different things, and therefore, even for kedushin, you could have the Rambam would be able to say that even though it's not roi labia, it could still work l'shem kedushin. Finally, question number 13, that we have this idea of the grid, who says that nisuin is hasar samoneh. Really, everything is happening at kedushin, at shas kedushin, but nisuin just removes the impediment of her not being beveis habal. So we have three in yonim that based off we can possibly understand. Number one is that by nisuin you would not need a yikim according to the grid, because it's not a maisa kinin going on. It's just a hasar samoneh, just removing the impediment. There's nothing essential happening. Therefore, no das would be needed. There no adq would be needed to create a das alunta. Unlike if you hold that Nisuin is a Maisekini, where you would probably need ADQ in such a case. Number two is, as we talked about earlier in the Zman, one of the first days of Shir, actually, in regards to Bia. We know that called Bol Daito Al Gmar Bia, so we said that when you kona, is it Erisin, is the Bia Erisin Osa or Nisuin Osa? So we said if Nisuin is just a Sar Samonea, so then it'll be kona at the beginning at Hera, because it's just Matthias, it's Matthias being Vesaval, and that first moment of Hera, the first moment of the Bia, the Tchilat Bia, that's when it happens, it's the Matthias. However, but if it's a Maisa Kinyan, we know Kol Bol Daitar Gmar Bia, that it's only until the Gmar Bia that the Kinyan is happening. So if it's a Kinyan, it's a Maisa Kinyan, then it's not going to occur till the Gmar Bia. As opposed to just Hasar Samo, if the Rambam's idea of Hasar Samoneah, it's going to happen right away at the beginning, at the Tchil Sviya, at the Hera. Finally, the third one is, can you do them out of order? Can you do Nisuin and Kedushin out of order? So again, if you say it's Hasar Samanea, then all you're doing is removing the impediment, making Reveis Abal. There's no, it's the Seir Zamaake. If you could do Nisuin first, then get the makes a Reveis Abal at the beginning, and then remove that step, and you could just go straight into Kedushin, and it'll be good. But if you hold some Isaac in, that seemingly the Seder really would be Maake, and therefore you can't do it out of order. You have to do Kedushin first, and followed by the Nisuin. Okay, that's questions 7 through 13. Thank you.